Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 765. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. I've got a continuation of the book of Revelation. I'm in chapter 11 now, so you can get your Bibles all set. I've got some songs. Right now, let's pray, Father, that you will anoint me, that whatever it is that you want said in this message today, that you will pipe it through me. I know that there were like a couple of golden pipes that were pulling things out of me up to the throne, and then there was another pipe coming down into me that was showing me, seemed like millions of answers of questions. And after that happened, even though I was a young Christian, I had confidence. I was enlightened as never before in my entire life. I was able to have confidence to have Susie as my wife. That was in the dream vision that you gave me about being married to her. And she had received a dream also from you all night long of us being married. But the proof of that it was of you, Lord, is that through us you have triggered off a worldwide revival everywhere in the world. And it's getting bigger and stronger every day. And the devil and his government, his cults, and the false prophet, and all the different powers of Satan have done everything that they know how to do to try to stop us, and we're unstoppable. So therefore, I know that we are the ones that you've called in these last days to do the mighty things that we have done. Lord, I pray that you will heal the sick, that you will raise people from the dead. Everyone in the world is dead in their sins and trespasses. And Lord, I pray that you'll raise them from the dead on this broadcast, that you'll use me in a very special, supernatural way to cause this to come about. Rebuke Satan. Bless us. In Jesus' name I pray that souls may be saved and the church given power over the beast. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now here's a song that I did a while ago. It's called You Can't Take It With You.
Traffic in a turmoil by the sidewalk. Somewhere someone left to meet their fate. Other people stand around and just talk, when they could do more than just debate. Everybody's sweating about the dollar, yelling penny saved is penny earned. How's it gonna help them when they holler, if it sends them to a place to burn? You can't take it with you where you're going. There's no place to spend it either way. You might as well get satisfaction knowing someone had a little brighter day. Help somebody turn a tear to laughter, be Samaritan along your way. There's no social standings in hereafter, everybody dies the same old way. You can't take it with you where you're going. There's no place to spend it either way. Might as well get satisfaction knowing someone had a little brighter day. When you help somebody be free, you can't shuck the Lord, now don't you know? Helping others can be fun to feel, 'cause you can't take it with you when you go. No, you can't take it with you when you go.
Well, praise the Lord. Oh, you can't take anything with you. I mean, you might as well spend your youth serving the Lord, because the spirit of Antichrist is the spirit of blasphemy. The spirit of Antichrist is the spirit of the beast. And when people get so full of ego and pride, which is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, they go mad, they go insane, like you see the government insane today. It drove Nebuchadnezzar insane. It drove him mad. And God sent him out into the field to eat grass like an ox or a cow, because he was so full of pride and arrogance that he really thought that everything that he had came from himself. Now today you see all kinds of people on television and everywhere. Everybody thinks they know everything. And if you don't know God, you don't know anything at all. If you don't know these things, that you're actually filled full of ego. Even people, I have the best recipe. I have the best. I want to teach you. I'm a teacher. I am full of pride. I'm full of ego. I'm full of arrogance. And what good is your recipes going to do when you stand before the Lord? Well, I'm the best basketball, football, baseball person in the world. I had so many home runs, and yeah, I took some vitamins, I took some steroids. And when I retire, what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach young kids to have the same kind of ego I do, the same kind of blasphemy in their hearts, because what is important in this world is, well, what I know, and what I know, and nobody else knows it but me, and so therefore I got the right to be a teacher. I'm full of blasphemy. I'm full of pride in what I do. Well, what good is it that you know how to play basketball, football, baseball? You know how to box. You have recipes. You know the news. You're fed the news. You're given what you're supposed to read. You have a good speaking voice. You're a great singer. You're going to be somebody one of these days. No, you're going to be just full of your pride and arrogance, because people are pumping the beast, the Antichrist, is pumping these things into your head that you're really somebody. But the Lord says that he resists those that are blasphemers, full of pride. The Antichrist, the devil himself, said in heaven, I will be that God. I'll be the one to teach everybody everything. I'll teach them how to be evil. Now, I know how to make people evil more than anybody in the world. If you want to get into sensuality, you want to become real kinky and all kinds of these crazy, kooky things, I'm the one that can teach you. And this is Satan, and he's insane. Anything other than the Lord is insanity. That people say, what's normal? Well, really, bottom line, normality, or the opposite of insanity, is to humble yourself before God and accept him as your personal savior, and then do what he says, because he's the only one that really knows everything. He knows that what you're doing is wrong. But let's get into chapter 11 here. I'm going to start again. I did two verses yesterday, and there was given me a reed, John said, John the Revelator, John who wrote the book of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of Revelation. The Lord gave him these things, and there was given me, I didn't have the rod myself like everybody in the world says, I know it all, I have a reed. No, he said he was given a reed. He's humble, like unto a rod. And the angel stood saying, it wasn't me, I just learned this of myself. The angel stood before me and told me these things. I didn't know these things any more than you people do before I tell you what the Lord told me. You don't know anything, I don't know anything, and I'm humble. I know that I don't know anything without the Lord. I never knew anything at all, even though people thought I was a genius at promotion and publicity and things like that. Still, I knew that I was bitter and I was full of hatred before I was saved, before the Lord talked to me and told me about heaven and hell. And he said that I had an ego when he gave me Susie. I says, Lord, no, she's smarter than me. And he said, that's good for your ego. That's good for your pride. Well, I didn't know I had pride. Well, I had pride and ego that I was a good promoter and a person that really knew how to sell things. But I surely was humbled when the Lord would tell me things, because I know that God knows everything and I don't know anything next to him. I'm humbled before him. And all the rest of you are pumped up by the false things that you've been taught in schools, by the Antichrist government and the media. Why, you can be anything you want. Well, the only thing that you really should want is to be a Christian and have the knowledge and the wisdom and understanding of God in you. Because without that, you don't have anything. Okay, sport. Now, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, a measuring stick. And the angel stood saying, rise. Now, he didn't rise by himself. He followed what the angel was saying because he's humble. Well, the measuring stick and the rod is the Bible. Because we can measure, if we look into it, we can measure how big we are in the eyes of God, or how full of pride we are, or how full of meekness we have before God by reading the Word of God. And the Bible is not to be learned to give you some false impression of yourself, that you know all these things and that you got it of yourself. You don't know anything. And there's hundreds of millions of messages from the Word of God. I told you everything that you know. I've taught you everything that you know about God. But I didn't teach you everything I know. I know that there's millions more messages that I could bring to you that are geared to humble you, to show you that you didn't know these things before. And so you're taking notes and you're doing all these things because you're going to try to remember these things. So the main thrust here is become meek. The more meek you come before God and the more humble you are, the Lord will take you away from madness, insanity. Because when you're filled full of your own pride or blasphemy, you're lost. You can't grasp on. You're insane. You're always troubled. You're always worried. You're always grasping at a reed, trying to settle yourself down. You're trying to learn things so fast. But you keep forgetting them so fast because you want to break out of the bag and say, I'm the one who learned all this on my own. I know it. I know as much as God. I am like the Most High God. I know all these things, when in fact you're very mad. You're insane by thinking such things as that. And you have to receive that and become humble and meek before the Lord in order for the Lord to be able to take you away from your insanity, your shakiness, your fearfulness of that you don't know everything. Why, the Lord knows you don't know everything. He knows what you are. He knows you're blind and wretched and naked, and that you're poor. And he wants you to learn, and learn it good, learn it well, very well, so that you never forget. So he's given the rod, and the angel stood saying, and I listened to him, because I don't think I know it all, even though I know who Antichrist is, because the Lord showed that to me as well. So the angel told him to rise and measure the temple of God. Now, we are the temple of God. Well, how can we measure with a measuring stick the temple of God? Because the measuring stick here is the Bible. And we can read the Bible and see the way that people are acting and saying things and doing things. And we can tell that they're full of their own self. They're full of pride. In other words, full of blasphemy. Insanity. Anybody that blasphemes God, anyone that thinks they know and that they don't need to humble themselves, they're crazy, insane. So he says, rise and measure the temple of God. Okay, we read the Bible, we know what the Bible says, and then we measure people. And they come into the church and they say, I don't believe that this church is of the Lord. I believe that I'll just come in with my own doctrine. Well, what happens when they do that in my church is they wind themselves outside. We have the bouncers pick them up, or if they will walk out without going into a fit, we take them outside and tell them, goodbye, goodbye. You're coming here to learn, not to teach. All right? And so if they don't do that, they're not coming in the church anymore. And the altar, which is the heart of people, and them that worship therein, in the churches, in the temple. Okay, well, there's temple, but we are the temple of God. And you're worshiping inside the temple of God because God is in you. And so you're worshiping Him in you. Hallelujah. Amen? Okay, verse 2. But the court which is without, this angel is instructing John the humble one. He's only written, this will be the fifth book of the Bible, and he measures the temple, and the angel says, leave out. He says, but the court, which is without, in other words, which is outside the temple, leave, don't measure it, because they've already been measured. They're lost. They're full of blasphemy. They've got blasphemy on their foreheads. They're marked with blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, which is unforgiven here in this world. And outside the world, they are nothing. They're chaff. They're going to be burnt. Leave them out. Don't even bother with them. Don't bother with them. But the court, which is without, outside the temple, leave it out and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, the unbelievers. And the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. Well, what is the holy city? Well, we are the spiritual Israel, and our city is the kingdom of heaven, the holy city, really, that we're going to be in forever. This is, we're talking spiritual things now, is the kingdom of God. So they're going to tread it under 42 months. Well, how can they tread it under? Because they're persecuting the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within. The holy city is within the temple. I mean, all the temples of the Lord. And then he says, God says, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Being clothed in sackcloth, that means they're fasting. Because when you're fasting, that is, you get down in sackcloth and you really start doing business with God. You really start praying to Him so that you can prophesy properly, that you're not teaching anybody any garbage, anything that is really not the Word of God. Okay, these are my two witnesses, and I'll give power unto them, my two witnesses, as though they don't have power already, but He's going to give them more power, and they shall prophesy. These are the two humble ones, 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. So they're wearing sackcloth, they're fasting. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Well, the God of the earth is the devil. So I'm going to show you where these two are mentioned in the Old Testament. That's amazing, you know how this. So we turn to the book of Zechariah, so that I can show you that unless you know the Old Testament, you can't really know and understand the New Testament. And so we're in the fourth chapter of Zechariah. So verse 1 says, and the angel that talked with me came again and awakened me, woke me up, as a man that is woken up out of his sleep. Verse 2, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, a real church, a church that preaches the entire Word of God the way it really is, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it. It's filled, the bowl, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof. Well, as I said, when the Lord was showing me my wife, he started pulling. I couldn't hardly believe that this was God telling me to get married to her, because I was just a new Christian. And I said, she's smarter than I am. And this pipe that went up to him, it's a golden pipe, says, it's the truthfulness from my heart. I'm too young in the Lord, and she's smarter than I am. He said, this answer back in another golden pipe, this is good for your ego. And then more questions came out of my heart, and they were coming out so fast, it was like a stream of questions, like a fire hose full of questions, just shooting up hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of questions, and they were coming back, the answers, so fast into me through the other golden pipe, into my spirit, that I couldn't tell what the answers were or anything. They were coming, and it just seemed that I knew all these things. I felt comfortable that I was knowledgeable and had wisdom, but the Lord said in the last days he'd do a quick work, and so he did that with me. It would ordinarily take me forever to learn the things that he told me in just a short period of time, and here I was a young baby Christian. Verse 3, and two olive trees by it. And in the book of Revelation it says, and these are my two olive trees, by these golden pipes and the bowl, the golden bowl. Now one of these two olive trees is upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof of the bowl. Verse 4, so I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? What are these two olive trees and this bowl? Verse 5, then the angel that talked with me, I don't know what they are, he said. I don't know what all this is. Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord, I'm not a know-it-all. I'm not like the basketball, football, baseball players, the ones that got recipes, the ones that knows how to clean the house the best, the ones that know how to type the best, all this stuff. I don't know, Lord, and I admit it. Teach me. And all right, whatever it is that you say, so that the insane people on earth can have an opportunity to see what it is, that they don't know these things. And so the angel of the Lord wants people to know, because they didn't know before, and there's no way that they could know, and they can't really receive it if they're not spiritual anyway. If they're carnal and they try to dissect the things that the Holy Spirit is telling the church and the people of the church, there's no possible way that they're going to be able to receive these things. They're too intelligent, you know. Well, I'm a computer person, and I made more money in the whole world because I'm a smart person. The smarter they are, the more filled with ego, arrogance, pride, blasphemy. Hard for them to receive the kingdom of heaven. Hard for them to receive the Word of God, to receive salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, because they're so intelligent. They push God away, and they are like beasts. This was the very thing that drove Nebuchadnezzar insane. And the Lord put him out into the field. His hair was matted, and he got claws like a giant bird. And he was eating out there with the cows, to show you how smart you are. And this is a man that had the biggest kingdom on earth, Babylon. Now, this is not to be confused with Mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon is the Vatican. that it's mysterious. It's not like Babylon. Babylon, we know well about that. But this secret society of all these different phases of the Catholic cult, the mystery Babylon, the great, it's all over the world. The mysterious order of the Jesuits and so on. And I said, no, I don't know these things, my Lord. We're out of time at this moment, so we'll take this up tomorrow. It's time for you to be united to this God, the God of heaven, the God of heaven and earth, the God of everything. He's even the God over Satan, because he said, if you do what I say, you'll go to heaven. If you don't do what I say, you go to hell. So whichever way you do, it's God's way. He lets you decide where you're going to spend eternity. And he said, accept me and you go to heaven. Reject me. And if you say, well, I'm not going to do it right now, you've rejected him. Don't reject the Lord. He's the one that wants to see that you're in the kingdom of heaven and not tormented like these people that are going to be tormented on earth and in hell in the lake of fire. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. You value your word higher than your name. And so therefore, I trust your word. And I love your word. Therefore, I know you've heard me and you've answered me, and I know I'm saved, and therefore I just praise and thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your eternal soul. And Sharon, tell everyone how to receive a copy of this program, number 764. It's free.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
All right, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure to tune in tomorrow so that you can learn the reality of the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, and we're going to keep reading on. God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.